Hello, hello, everybody. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Growing Up. My name is Daniel, and I'm a little bit about me. I'm a 20-year-old something, and I'm studying nursing, and I live in Australia. So, a little about this podcast. So, this podcast is mostly about, like, me being vulnerable as much as possible, and also infusing a lot of self-compassion topics and approach to how I deal with the situations and the pains and the struggles and the happy moments of growing up. But I actually just want to say that, like, if you've been my long-time listeners, thank you so much. I just realized that I surpassed my 1-year anniversary, I guess, I think since then, like, I just been thinking, like, looking back, like, on my old episodes, and I've been growing so much. But beside that, if you're new here, welcome, welcome, welcome. Please follow this podcast if you find this meaningful, and check out my other episodes, my previous episodes. But anyway, so I just want to say, as you can read from the title, today I will be speaking about growing pain. And the reason that I put hashtag number 2, I think I'm pretty sure I've already made an episode about growing pain earlier, you know, on this episode, in this podcast. So if you want to check out number 1, I guess you can, but you don't have to check out number 1 because I guess, like, it's a separate one. But the reason I want to make this episode as well is that because, like, I'm turning 21 soon. You know, I'm turning 21 soon. I graduated high school when I was 18, I think. So it's been like approximately 3 years since I've graduated high school, since I stepped into adulthood. And since, like, when I'm 18, 19, 20, like, those 3 years of my life, I've been growing so much. Like, I'm just, like, absorbing a lot of new informations. And I'm also, like, putting, like, you know, I'm facing a lot of different situations and everything like that. You know. And matter of fact, it's not always smooth sailing. I believe, like, there are so many, like, you know, ups and downs, like a roller coaster. But also, you know, it's such a meaningful, I think that's the thing, like, I realized, like, when I was suffering in high school, it was such a plain, like, just such a miserable time in my life, like, when I was in high school. But after I graduated high school 3 years afterwards, like, of course I faced this pain, but this pain, these moments are just, like, giving me a lot of strength and giving me a lot of lessons in life. But, you know, if you're, you know, I'm turning 21 soon, as I said, which I'm really excited about it. I'm actually excited about getting older because, like, the more I get older, the way that I think about it is that the more I'm becoming, like, mentally strong and physically strong because I've already faced a lot of experiences. But, yeah, if you're, like, 18, 19 or something like that, I don't know. But, you know, if you're still in high school, whoever who's listening to this, I don't think age is kind of, like, play a big factor, because I feel like sometimes, like, people face a lot of adversity in 1 year, but sometimes, like, you know, it takes time for people to face adversity or something like that. So, anyway, so without further ado, let's get started. So, I want to first point that I have on my note is that as I get older, I think I feel a lot of different emotions. I feel like, you know, when I was younger, previously, I didn't really feel, I feel like a heightened sense of stress. I feel a heightened sense of anxiety, depression. Excuse me. But I think as I get older, you kind of, like, start to feel like these nuanced feelings. I feel like I started to feel, like, a sense of envy, and I started to feel a sense of resentment. I started to feel a sense of bitterness, anger, like all of that nuanced feeling that I didn't felt before when I was in high school are something that I'm coming across with more and more as I get older. I think, like, one of the feelings that I've been feeling right now is resentment. You know, I never ever beforehand really, like, that think a lot about resentment and never really acknowledge myself as feeling resentful. But recently I've been thinking to myself, like, oh yeah, I do feel resentful. I think, you know, I feel resentful because there are so many unfairness in the world. And I feel like as you get older, you realize how sometimes how unfair the world is and how unfair society is. You know, when I first graduated high school, I had this, like, you know, I was feeling really hopeful. And the thing is, it's not like as I get older, it's not like I'm becoming like disappointed by reality. Absolutely not. Actually, I'm very grateful for where I am right now in life. I think God has given me so much blessings to be where I am right now. But with that, I think it's like before, like I was being very naive to how, you know, how fair people, you know, sometimes like, I think like there is this sense of naivety, like when we were like, yeah, when we are an experience, I think we don't know like a lot about like how the world operates, so sometimes we can assume like for the best or the worst. But I remember when I was graduating high school, I just think that everyone is really nice, every adult is really nice, and only mean people exist in high school. Then as I get older, I realized no, because I think what I realized is that like sometimes some people are really biased, they're unfair, like, you know, I'm not trying to be racist or anything, but sometimes like people can be more like biased towards their culture, you know, people who are the same ethnicity of them, or they can be biased because of their gender, or, you know, patriarchy. You know, I think it's like sometimes like when we are younger, we're so blinded to that, like how biased people can be and how we ourselves can be really biased, if that makes sense. And also I think like that's this notion of just like when we are younger, we like see our parents and adult as like being perfect, but then as we get older, we realize they're more flawed, more flawed. And also I also realized that like people are not, you know, adult, quote unquote adult, are not really fair, even like, you know what I mean, and it's not perfect because we all have our own biases and we are so easily affected by our circumstances, we are so easily affected by our emotions. None of us is always logical, you know, in our approach to life. So yeah, I start to feeling a sense of resentment. But you know, I learned how to manage with resentment by, you know, being like empathetic towards other people, because resentment, I think like if I base it off my understanding of what resentment is, basically it's just that like the feeling of like people are treating you unfairly or people are mistreating you or whatever it is. But yeah, you know, it's one of those things where I learned, you know, in a hard way, because, you know, I had a breakdown just earlier today because I was thinking like, you know, someone that I give so much attention and love to doesn't reciprocate that. But, you know, I realized, yeah, that's another thing. It's like when I face a lot of emotions, like whether it is like feeling insignificant, which I will later talk on about, you know, I start like the emotions that I started to feel is like sadness, envious, anger, jealousy, kind of. Yeah, jealousy to some extent. And also just like outwardly hate, which I started to feel like earlier, like in the middle of this year, because I had such a horrible time. But all of those emotions that I didn't really felt really strongly about before, it's neither a good or a bad experience, to be honest with you. I will not say like me experiencing hate and sadness and depression in my 20s is like a outward horrible experience, or I wouldn't say like being feeling lonely is just like a negative bad experience that I want to avoid. Actually, for me, all of these emotions like color my life a little bit, you know, like you need some darkness in life to appreciate the beautiful sunshine colors, if that makes sense. And you know, when I first experienced like these emotions, these strong, prominent negative emotions, I guess all I wanted to do was that, like, I want to avoid it because I thought I was the only one. And it feels so scary to feel all of these new nuanced emotions and this new, like, degree variety of emotions in your life. But, you know, as I overcome that and I felt that and I experienced all of this stuff, I realized, no, it's not as bad as I think it is, because, you know, all of these feelings and emotions eventually teaches you some stuff. And also, it's just what being human means. I think, like, you know, accepting all of these emotions is basically leading you to accepting what being human means for you, you know, and the human experiences in life. I remember when I was in high school, we did this English subject, which is around human experiences. And I think, like, the way that I see it is that, like, before, because probably my brain hasn't developed as much until now or something like that, I used to think about it, like, in a way that is, I don't really relate to the human experiences because, you know, when I felt like when I was in high school or when we were younger, the emotions that I can identify at the point is that it's just like sad, happy, anger. Sad, happy, anger. I think that's the three emotions that is like constant repeat on my high school years. I think like mostly I felt sadness and anger because I felt like I felt kind of like injustice when I was in high school. But yeah, anyway, so I feel these three emotions, but, you know, as I get older, my emotions vocabulary expands, and also, it's just that, like, I experience so much more, you know, like, with the happy feelings, I feel joy, contentment, satisfaction, being productive, you know, there's so many, like, different elements to it, like, feeling love, you know, and with the sad part, I mentioned, like, feeling lonely, feeling unwanted, needing the love, you know, feeling neglected, feeling like invisible or something, like a resentful, feeling anger, feeling envious, feeling jealousy. Like the vocabularies of my emotions are just growing and growing by every year, you know, as I get older. But I do realize that, you know, as I become going to my 20, I know I said this as like, I'm 33 or something like that, but I'm just saying, like, I think I just remember that, I guess I just remember now more than ever, I'm just more chill about it. I accept things as it is, you know, instead of resisting it. Like, if there are new emotions that I haven't faced before, or, you know, new experiences that I haven't faced before, instead of pushing it away and going back to my comfort zone and normal, I try to embrace the uncertainty and the situation and see it as an opportunity for me to grow and learn and to just accept and to embrace life, you know. So second of all, I want to bring up pointing out is that, you know, as I get older, one of the things that I realized is that the only person that is really responsible for your happiness and well-being is you yourself. I don't know why I kind of put this in a growing pain, but I think one of the growing pain that comes with it is that it's just like you realize, well, I realized that, you know, if you're unhappy, you know, people can mind read you, and also as you get older, people are less bothered to check in on you, if that makes sense. I feel like when I was in high school or a teenager, you know, like, people actually accept or just like have this notion or this idea that people who are teenager, you know, they're moody, they're sensitive, they're like labile. So but when you get older, one of the things that happens is that no one cares, you know? No one cares if you're sad or happy, because I think it's because, society actually, like, once you consider, like, an adult in your state or your country, society just thinks that, you know, you're just, like, the rest of us, like, the majority of us, if that makes sense, you know, because since, like, I feel like when you're 18 until you're, what, 100 years old, that's, like, your adult years, you know? Like, you're only a teenager since you're 13 until you're 19, you know, or whatever, 13 until 18, whatever it is. But it's just, like, you know, once you surpass that age, you kind of, like, I start to realize that no one really cares about how you feel, and no one really wants to make you happy, because, you know, they expect you to know how to make yourself happy and to be responsible in your own well-being. I think the pain aspect of it all, like, the suffering aspect of that realization for me, is just the how lonely you can be, and also how you know, how scary it can be, because you're, you know, you never, like, I feel like in high school I wasn't really responsible for anything. But now that I feel like responsible for my life, you know, for my job, for my education, for my relationship, you know, everything, for money and everything, managing money and everything, my religion, everything, my health, you know, you start to consider this, you start to factor in everything, and it can be overwhelming, you know, these experiences, but But I actually had this realization of like, you're on your own, kid. Like, is when I was like in the middle of this year. I feel like, you know, I was so lost in my life. And eventually, and if you never experience that, I think you will eventually. I hope not, but I think it's a good lesson to have actually when you feel lost in your life, because it actually brings you, makes you really strong. Because earlier, like in the middle of this year, I was feeling really lost and just didn't feel like I was belong, and I didn't feel loved and everything like that. I was feeling really sad. But you know, I realized to myself, like, because I was in the middle of this year, I was looking, like, looking for the people to come and be my rescuer, my hero, my savior. You know, and I was just like blaming other people, like pointing at, to other people as to why I am unhappy. But you know, I eventually, I think I've discussed this on my previous episodes, but I don't remember. I talk on it like briefly, but actually, like, I realized eventually, I come to the realization that, you know, it's a tough fact, but it's a real fact about growing up. It is really tough to even to like digest the fact that, you know, some, you know, that you are responsible for your own happiness and well-being. But you know, it is a fact that, you know, you are responsible, and you know, if you are unhappy, and you are responsible for changing your life, you know, because you have this autonomy. You know, the good thing about growing up is that you have this sense of autonomy, like what you want to do in life. Like, if you want to exercise, you can. If you want to do this, you can. Yoga, you can. Everything like that. So, you know, when I remember when I was like in high school, there's so many restrictions, because even like, you know, if you need to go to the toilet, you need to ask for permission. When you're an adult, you don't have to ask permission for most things, if that makes sense. So yeah, it comes with its own struggle or painful stuff, such as, you know, realize just putting that independence onto yourself, onto your back. I guess, like, I guess I spent a lot of nights crying, like feeling lonely and everything like that. And I guess I have like nights where I feel like it's getting too much. Like, I'm so stressed out by work, by university, by education, by family stuff, by my own relationship, my own mental health. I feel like I spend nights like that. But yeah, I think it's just like, I just want to normalize, like, you know, it might, like, yeah, growing up can be exciting, but also in the same time, it can also be scary, you know, because you are you are responsible for your life, and that can be a scary thing, you know. And I think, like, for me, I slowly, like, learned that slow, like, bit by bit, instead of just, like, engulf myself in it. You know, if you're not in a good mood or a sad mood, I think, like, a self-compassionate way is that, self-compassionate approach to it is just basically like doing like one things that can change your day. Like, for me, I find a lot of solace and comfort in exercising. I exercise at least 15 minutes now every day on the treadmill. So that habit has sustained a lot. It has improved a lot of my mental health, and it makes me happier as a happier person. So anything like you think will be helpful, and go ahead and please do it. My third point of this episode is just accepting things as is. I feel like sometimes, you know, in life, you come across like so many different people, and some people with different ideas, life circumstances that might not be aligning with what you truly believe in, if that makes sense. I feel like, you know, I come across a lot of mean people, like people who disrespect you, even though they don't even know who you are. Those are even like, you know, your body or something like that. Those things are, you cannot control those things, you know, that's out of your realm of control. But what you can control is how you feel and react to them. But also, yeah, I think it's like one of the things that is so challenging, you know, as you get older. I guess like when you are in high school, you kind of like, you know, you blame other people a lot. You do a lot of blaming towards other people. And not yourself. You don't introspect. I think it's like, whatever, it's okay. Like, it's like high school is high school. But like, I think as I get older, I realize that like, when people are being mean to you, you cannot change them so much on how they behave or how they act or who they, what personality they have, because that's out of your realm of control. you know, I think like when I was younger, I realized like I have this tendency to people please because I want to make other people happy and make people accept and like me. But you know, as I got older, one of the painful thing about not people pleasing is that people will eventually reject you and people will eventually dislike you. And it's so hurtful. For me, it's so hurtful. And that's where I find a lot of resentment in people because, you know, all I want to be accepted. And then I ask myself, and I have this mentality, you know, and I used to have this mentality when I was in high school too. But I have this mentality, it's like, you know, if I act kindly to them, why don't they act kindly back to me? And I approach it in a sense of entitlement. It's like, you know, if I'm good to them, then they need to be good to me. But the reality is that no one is responsible to be kind, if that makes sense. Like, it's people have different value, people have different morals, and all we can do is just accept their different value and their different morals. You know, you cannot just enforce your own belief and your own value towards other people. You cannot make other people like you as well. You know, if they don't like you, then that's it. You don't have any control over that. So yeah, it comes with its own set of pain, you know. Although it's like it's beneficial in the long run, but every time like you feel like you get rejected, it comes with its own set of pain. And you know, it's very unpleasant. I think we need to acknowledge that part of like not people pleasing. I guess there's this sense of unpleasantness to it, you know. Being rejected is unpleasant, believe it or not. So yeah, but I think as I get older, I just realized like, oh, it is what it is, and I accept that. If people like, if strangers are just like giving me like the awful look or treating me unfairly, like, you know, I used to just resist and be angry at them and just like, you know, in my head, I was angry because I was thinking to myself, like, they should like, treat me like that and blah, blah, blah. But I guess I realized as I get older, it's like, it's not only toxic to me and just me like being like angry towards them, but it's very unhelpful in the long run because the more that you resist, the more it will be like it's prevalent in your life and you just have to let them go, you know. And I guess like I'm speaking all of this stuff from my own experiences, from my life point of view. Like, people have worse than me, you know. People growing up, they're, you know, getting abused or whatever, like, you know, they're having some difficulty in this area of their life, which I don't, and something like that. So, you know, it's like, I guess, like, my own podcast is coming from my own stem of worldview, and that people have different worldview. So I just don't want to, like, get that mix, I guess. So, the fourth point is that, yeah, as I said, like, people, you know, adults, believe it or not, adults can be a bully and can be mean as well. It's not only in high school. You know, I feel like in high school there's this notion or acceptable norms that teenager kids are like, they're from their own cliques, and you know, they're mean, they bully, you know, there's this notion of it. But you know what, in workplace you get those people who bully you as well. In university you get the people who bully you as well. In anywhere you get people who bullies you, or who are bullies, if that makes sense. So even like unkindness or meanness, like, you get that everywhere. Some, you know, not you get that everywhere, but it's like, you know, there are, you will come across those type of people. And the thing is that, like, I realized as I get older, like, now I'm more sure of who I am and of what I want and my values in life. You know, you start to be stronger in facing those type of people. You kind of like, either you stand up for yourself or you just kind of ignore them and not let them affect your sense of self-worth. But I remember when I was like earlier this year, even like I was so vulnerable because I was thinking to myself like, oh no, you know, if people are mean to me, it must say something about me. But that's not the case, you know. I think, you know, if people are mean to you, they're just mean. You know, it is what it is. Like, for whatever reason they might be, but it's not about you. It says more about them. You know, a lot of people are having a tough days and they can project that onto you, you know. Or they have, like, biased tendencies and they project that onto you and everything like that. So I would recommend not to take them personally, but you know, it is a fact of reality is that you will come across with people who say nasty things about you, towards you, who give you you know, who's not being very friendly to you, and they're being friendly towards other people for whatever reason. So you will, you know, I have come across those type of people time and time again. But with time and with experiences, it actually helps me to build a thicker skin. And with thicker skin, you don't really get easily impacted by their actions, their behavior, or their thoughts. Last point of this episode is that feeling insignificant and small. I first started to feel like how small I am was, I think it was my first year of uni, which is last year. Around about semester one, at the end of semester one. So I started to feel like, oh, you know, people don't care about me and I feel so small. It was kind of a little bit, I was kind of in disbelief at first. And then afterwards, you know, that's my, like, huge slap into belief, like, you know, thinking, like, you're not the center of the world. Like, it's unpleasant because, you know, in high school, even though you're not popular, you have this notion, like, you're the main character of your life. But, like, that was my first slap. And then afterwards, like, later on, like, I started to have, like, that mini slap again, like, reminding me, like, you're not the world's attention. Another big slap for me is that when I went to my first concert, my Lisa's concert in Sydney, you know, people were enjoying themselves and people were really not looking at me and everything like that. Before, I used to think like everyone is looking at me. Now I just don't. I don't think so because I don't see a reason why. But, you know, that's a huge another slap for me. But I realized like it is what it is. Like, it has that painful elements to it, you know, like not feeling insignificant, but just knowing that you're not the center of the world, you can sort of feel like, you know, you are insignificant and small. You know, another significant slap to me, like, in realizing that, you know, I'm not the center of the world, or I'm not quote-unquote special in that sense. I think we are all special, but you know what I mean. But it's just like the profession that I'm in. I used to think like, oh, there are not many people who are nurses, but there are a lot of people who are nurses living various different lives. So yeah, but it's just that, like, I do remember all of those moments. I think I'm not saying that you as a person or I am as a person is not unique, because I am unique. You know, I have, like, this, no one can be like me, period. And it's something that I cherish all the time. But, yeah, you know, like, I mean, you know, even if you are, I don't know, it's just hard to be, like, the anomalies to stuff, you know. You know, like, I feel like even celebrities have its own and up down of relevancy. And especially like as a normal citizen working like a 9-to-5 jobs, or, you know, like even being a lawyer or doctor, like it's not like we're not very relevant. You know, we're relevant to 10 or 100 people maximum. But other than that, like we're not really relevant. You know, we're not really known for our job or something like that. So yeah, I guess, like, you know, I think there is this tender aspect to it, as I said, like, you know, feeling like, especially when I first experienced that slap of thinking, of realizing that I'm the center of attention, I was kind of lost in that moment, because I was thinking, like, oh, so am I failing in life because of that? And I guess it's not, you know, people don't have to know you for you to have a successful life. I think, you know, whatever it is, like for me, I define successful as having a good relationship with God. I guess like you need to find your own value and what you think is right and everything like that, you know. And that's okay, you know, you don't have to be famous, quote unquote. Like even in high school, like I wasn't really popular, but, you know, I was still constantly I have this belief that I was like, people are looking at me like I'm more important. But then again, as I got older, like, I realized no one is looking at me. No one is paying attention, and people are just minding their own business, basically. They have their own problems, their own set of problems, they have their own set of expectations, they have their own set of beliefs. You know, you just have to remind yourself. It's beautiful, actually, when you realize that, because it actually lowers a lot of my social anxiety. But, you know, it's beautiful in a sense, because we can be so indifferent with each other, but yet we can still share a common space, if that makes sense. But I want to end this episode by saying thank you so much for listening and making it this far and listening to this episode. I hope you can find this episode entertaining or, you know, hopeful. But, you know, I have changed the podcast cover. Hope you like, if you guys like the podcast cover of nature that I found on Google Image, because I feel like it's a new brand era, you know, a brand new era. It's like nearly the end of the year. I want to switch it up something. But, you know, thank you so much for listening. If you've been such a long time listener, thank you so much. And thank you if you haven't followed me, please follow me on Spotify or anywhere else you're listening to. And if you can, rate this podcast 5 stars. And thank you so much, as I said. And please be kind to yourself. You know, growing up, wherever you are in life, if you are in high school, if you're in your 30s or 20s or 40s, 50 or so on, like, please just be kind to yourself. And, you know, the topic that I'm discussing, even though I'm like, my target audience is the people in their 20s, but, you know, anywhere in your age, you know, you can relate to this. If you can relate to this topic and you find this topic helpful, feel free to imply it. If you don't find the things that if you disagree with the certain things that I said, then of course you can disagree and you can disregard what I said. But thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much, and I'll see you guys next time. Bye.